Welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater, KKRN-FM listener-supported community radio. Tonight, we bring you a play that fits right into rodeo season here in Reading. We'll be listening to Tohido, a play by local playwright Lisa Murphy Collins.
Attention, everyone. Attention. I did it. I got Lee Montana. Yeah, it wasn't easy, let me tell you. His agent's demands were unbelievable. Highest price we paid for a guest performer. He has to have his own private trailer on the grounds, equipped with a cappuccino maker and Evian water at precisely 56 degrees. His horse has to have an air-conditioned stall. Oh, and get this. He wants to ride Ruthless in a pre-show bull riding demonstration.
Wait, I was with you until that last thing, Brad. Ride Ruthless? That's crazy. Talk about a liability. That just doesn't make any sense.
I know. Believe me, I did everything I could to talk him out of it. But no go. Sounds to me like he's trying to revive his tough cowboy reputation. The last few years, he's gotten out of real rodeo and concentrated on his country music career. Guess he wants to reestablish himself as the all-around cowboy as he used to be.
Well, then why doesn't he just rope a calf or something? Sheesh, riding a bull is bad enough, but insisting on Ruthless? That's just nuts.
Yeah, well, I gotta admit, it's gonna sell tickets. I mean, the biggest cowboy celebrity of 2011 riding the most notorious bull of 2011, it's gonna create a huge buzz.
Yeah, right up until the time he rides the bull and ends up in the hospital. They do realize this rodeo lasts 7 days. If he has to ride the bull, can he wait until the final day? So if something happens, it doesn't affect the rodeo?
Tried it already. Believe me, Sue, I have never negotiated so hard in my life. You think he was the freaking president. No, it's his way or no deal. So there you have it. We have a great celebrity and a fantastic angle, at least up until the first night. So go to it. Hit the papers, radios, internet. We're paying dearly for this guy. Let's make it count.
Yeah. Mom, can we stop at Dutch Bros for a chai latte?
No way, Mom. I'm already late for swim practice.
Well, then you should have gotten ready quicker.
Shut up. You were the last one out the door.
I was not.
Was too.
Was not.
Was too.
Oh, kids, stop it. Hey, listen to this. Lee Montana's going to be at the Reading Rodeo.
No way.
Reading Rodeo.
Turn it up, Mom.
You'll see champion bull rider Lee Montana ride the notorious and indomitable Ruthless. Oh, that's not all, folks. Lee's going to sing our national anthem.
Oh, man, that is awesome, dude. I can't believe he's going to ride Ruthless. I got to see that. We're going, right, Mom?
Well, I wasn't planning on it. But I know Dad wouldn't want to miss that ride. And I gotta admit, I would love to hear him sing live. What a voice. Lori, what about you? You want to go to the rodeo? Lori, what are you doing?
Okay, Mom, it's all set. My friends Kat, Liz, Mariah, Lauren, and Olivia are going to meet at the front gate of the rodeo at 5 p.m. on Thursday so we can all get seats together. Can you give us a ride?
Wait, what? When did all this come about?
Just now. We texted each other and it's all set.
Fine. I'll talk to Dad tonight, but it looks like we're going to the rodeo!
Yeah,
this is going to be great.
This is going to be great. Okay, folks, please. Hey, folks, please stay behind the yellow tape or we're going to have to ask you to leave.
When's he getting here? Yeah, the paper said 1 o'clock, but it's almost 2, and he's not even here yet. We want Lee.
We want Lee. We want Lee. We want Lee.
Yeah, no kidding. Where is His Majesty anyway?
I just got a text from his manager that they stopped at Granzella's for lunch. Sounds like he was recognized and stayed a while to sign autographs.
Oh, brother, the life of royalty, I guess.
Yay, there he is!
Oh, he's here!
Finally. Okay, folks, stay back. Ladies, please, you'll get your chance, but you gotta give us room here. I mean it.
Hey, hi, Lee!
folks. Howdy. It's real nice of you to come down to meet me and partner like this. I'll be with y'all in just a minute.
Welcome, Mr. Montana. I'm Brad Weber. So glad you could...
Yeah, get my horse out of that damn hot rig right now. You know, I gotta tend to the flock here, and he needs water and a good rub down. You got anyone who can handle that?
Well, sure, I have. Well, we have lots of hands, too.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Listen, this here's Mike. Mike! Where the hell are you?
Right here, Lee. Just finishing up a call. Sorry, man.
This here's Mike Griffith, right? He's partner's vet. He's gonna oversee his care here and make sure your hands know what they're doing. Do you hear me?
Yeah, okay, yeah, no problem.
Mr. Montana, I'm Sue Douglas, Brad's assistant. If there's anything I can do...
Yeah, no, definitely, sweetie. I could use an Evian if you have that out here in Hicksville.
Yes, sir. One Evian coming right up.
And have a second one standing by. I'll need that after this. Now you have to excuse me. This usually takes about half an hour. Mike, what's going on? Get partnered out of there now. Stupid incompetent. Howdy, everyone!
Can you take a photograph? Okay,
folks, I gotta get going. I gotta go check on partner and take a look at old Ruthless.
Mr. Montana, hey, how about a photo of you and Ruthless?
Sure, you know, later on. But our first meeting is gonna be private. Sorry, folks, there'll be plenty to see tomorrow night at the rodeo. All right, give me a little break now, huh?
Over here, Mr. Montana, I can show you...
Get me out of here. I can't believe you left me standing out there for a freaking hour.
Well, you seemed like you were enjoying it.
It's called showbiz, darling. All right, my job is to charm the crowds. Your job is to take care of me and make sure I'm not left hanging out to dry. You know, so far, you suck at your job.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Mr. Montana, we didn't realize. Right, Sue? We've never really had as big a celebrity as you, so if you could just have a little patience.
Right. Sure, whatever. Where the hell is my manager anyway?
Oh, he went over to the publicity office to schedule all your interviews.
Figures. It's all about the promo with him. Doesn't give a hoot that I'm standing out in the middle of a bunch of ignorant pukes for an hour. You know, screw it. Take me to my horse.
Certainly, Mr. Montana. Right this way.
You didn't happen to remember that second Evian by any chance?
Right here.
Huh. Well, come on, let's go. What are you waiting for? There he is. Hey, partner, how you doing? Attaboy. How you doing? Okay. I know what you want. Mike, where are the carrots?
Right here. Here you go.
Thanks, Mike. Here you go, partner. Yeah, that's what you wanted, didn't you? I know, you love your carrots. That's a good boy. Yeah, here you go.
Chilled carrots?
Why am I not surprised?
This horse is worth everything to me, understand? I expect him to be taken care of better than any horse has ever been treated here before. You can screw up everything else, but you better not screw up this. Is that clear?
Crystal.
Attaboy. There's one more. Now you rest up. Got a busy week ahead of us. Don't worry, though. You won't have to work too hard. No roping for you this time. Just carry that flag and help me push some steers. Attaboy. Good boy. I'll be right back. Check on you later. Okay. I want to meet Ruthless. Where's he at?
Over in the bullpens, behind the announcer stand. Here, let me take you. Sue, why don't you go back on to the office, and I know you have some things to do.
No, let her stay with us. I need my water girl, right, little darling?
It's okay, Brad. I'll go with you. Shelly's got things covered for me back at the office. Let me just go grab a few more Evians for Mr. Montana.
Atta girl. You're learning. Okay, let's go meet this bull.
It's just over here.
Hey! Who the freak is that old bum?
Oops, sorry. Hey, Larry, you're gonna have to move along. We told you to stay clear today, remember? Come on, gotta get going.
All right, I'm going. Come on, Sal.
Oh, sorry about that. That's crazy Larry. He hangs out here a lot. He's harmless.
Oh, not if you can smell him. What, does that guy live on the street?
As a matter of fact, that's pretty much the case. He and Sal, that's his old dog. They live here on the grounds most of the time. They say he's an old cowboy or something, I don't know.
Oh, great. You let street people hang out here? What kind of dump is this? This is unbelievable. Well, I better not see that bum again while I'm here. That's just completely unacceptable.
Sorry about that. All taken care of now.
You make sure you told him what I said.
Oh, trust me, I'll tell him. Word for word.
Whatever. Let's see this bull.
Well, here he is. This is Ruthless.
Hello, Ruthless. I've heard a lot about you. You think you're really something, don't you? You look the part anyway, you big old black brahma. What do you think, pal? You think you can take me? Yeah, you think you can. You're so full of yourself, aren't you, big boy? Well, we'll just see who's tougher, won't we?
Well, what do you think? Pretty impressive, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Definitely the biggest bull I've ever seen, can't deny that, but there's something in his eyes, something I've never seen before. It's like, like he's sizing you up or something.
Yeah. We've heard other cowboys say the same thing. They say this bull is smarter than most men. That's how he beats them. He has a different buck for each cowboy. Like he studies them and plans the ride he's going to give them before they even open the chute.
Well, he may be smart, but he's really dangerous. It's like he can't wait to get a cowboy on the ground and get a chance to stomp on him or gore him if he can. We actually have to pay the clowns double to get in the ring with Ruthless. Not that I blame them.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see it in his eyes.
Well, Mr. Montana, is there anything else we can show you today? Maybe you'd like to go settle at your hotel before the big barbecue tonight?
Aw, crap. Is there a function tonight? Where's my manager? We'll just see about this.
Well, I think he's still over at the office.
It's part of your contract, Mr. Montana. We really need you to be at the barbecue tonight. All the press will be there. Mr. Montana? Mr. Montana?
Attention. Hey, everybody, can I have your attention, please? Listen up, folks. Thank you, folks. On behalf of the Reading Rodeo Association, I want to welcome you to the 63rd Annual Reading Rodeo. And now it's my distinct pleasure and privilege to introduce to you this year's special guest, the one, the only, Lee Montana. Lee, can I get you to come up here and say a few words to the folks? All right, here he comes, folks. Right up here, Lee. Here he is. Lee Montana.
Thanks, Wayne. No, thank you, everyone. Thanks. No, thanks a lot. Okay. Settle down. Wow. What a welcome. I love you, Redding. Please. Thanks, folks. Thanks. Okay. Please. Really, thank you. All right. Woo. Thanks so much. I'm humbled by this welcome, folks. You sure know how to make an old boy feel at home. And I gotta tell you, I was so excited when I heard that we had a chance to play the Reading Rodeo. And it's always been a dream of mine to come here, and it just never worked out until this year, and I'm just tickled to death to be here.
How's partner, Lee?
Oh, partner's just fine, ma'am. Happy to be here and raring to go.
How about Ruthless? Have you seen him yet? You gonna ride him tomorrow?
Yes, you bet. Oh, I'm still riding him tomorrow. Can't wait.
Have you seen the old bugger yet? You might change your mind when you do.
Yeah, really, that's a tough one.
Heck yeah, I've seen him. I gotta tell you, he sure is the most intimidating bull I've ever run across. But I'll tell you right now, he's not gonna know what hit him after I'm through with him.
Yeah, go get him.
Sing something for us, Lee.
Folks, I'd like to oblige, but do something about this dude.
Huh? It's in his contract. He doesn't sing except the national anthem at the rodeo.
Oh, sure. Hey, folks, hold on. How about giving this poor cowboy a break, huh? He's been traveling all day to get here, and he's staving off some jet lag to be with us tonight. Let him rest a spell. You'll get to hear him sing the anthem every night at the rodeo, so hold your horses, huh?
Yeah, if he survives his ride on Ruthless.
Thanks. Thanks, Wayne. Thanks, folks. I gotta get along, but I'll see you tomorrow night. Adios. Thanks, man. Nicely handled. You ever need a job, I could use you on the road.
Well, thanks, man. I'll keep that in mind.
I gotta cut out now. Gotta go check on partner and get some shut-eye. Hey,
Brad. I'm Brad. Brad Weber.
Right. Brad. Make sure you check with my manager about the schedule tomorrow. You know, I don't do anything till afternoon. All right? I want the arena closed when partner and I go out for sound checks, and I don't want any of your crew coming near my gear. I don't give a hoot if they're a union or not. You know, they can sit on their hands and collect their pay, but my guys are the only ones to touch my stuff. Got it?
Oh, yeah. It's all in the contract. Your agent made it real clear.
I know you think I'm a pain in the ass and an arrogant SOB, but it's not personal, Brad. It's just the way things are. See you tomorrow. Hey, you! What the hell do you think you're doing? Get away from that horse!
I ain't doing nothing with the hell.
I said get away from my horse. You deaf and stupid, what are you doing?
Oh, don't get so hepped up, son. I'm leaving. Come on, Sal.
What was that mangy dog doing in partner's stall?
They was getting acquainted, that's all.
Getting? Are you crazy?
Apparently so. Guess that's why they call me Crazy Larry.
Well, just get out of here, all right? And don't let me ever see you around here again, or so help me, I'll have you thrown in jail.
Wouldn't mind. Get a shower and three squares in jail. By the way, you might want to check your horse's mouth there.
What are you talking about?
Saw some punks throwing some grass clippings in his stall, full of foxtails. Might want to fish him out before they work their way down his gullet. Come on, Sal.
Wait a minute. What do you know about it? Did you do this? What punks? What are you up to?
Dumbass, I ain't up to nothing. Just trying to help. Come on, Sal. To he do.
What did you just say? Hey, come back here. What did you just say?
Hey, Lee. What's all the racket? Who you talking to?
That old bum. Oh, he's gone now. I just caught him in that toothless old dog of his inside partner's stall.
What? You're kidding. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, well, you're not listening too good. He said some punks threw some foxtails in the partner's stall.
Well, let's take a look. Well, he's right about that.
Come here, partner. Let me take a look at your mouth. Attaboy. Come on, open wide. Hand me a flashlight, will you, Mike?
No. Here you go.
I don't see... Oh, hold on. Here we go. Hold the light, will you, Mike?
Yeah.
Hold still, boy. This might hurt a little, but I gotta get a hold of it before it... There we go. Okay, good boy. There you go. Here, Mike. Shine the light on this.
Well, I'll be damned. Good catch there, Lee. That could have caused some trouble.
No kidding. I don't like the feel of this, Mike. I want you to stay with partner tonight.
Sure. I always do, Lee.
No. I mean inside his stall. You know, like the old days. Get a pillow and a blanket and don't leave his side for a minute. Get it?
Are you serious? I haven't bedded down in a stall since the county fair days. I'm a licensed veterinarian, for Pete's sake.
Yeah. A licensed veterinarian who lives the high life, gets paid more than most licensed vets, and only takes care of one animal. Either you sleep in the stall or you look for a new job. Which will it be?
Okay. Jeez. Never seen you so nervous. Doesn't have anything to do with that bull, does it?
No. Just do your job, Mike. It's okay, partner. I'm not gonna let anything happen to you. Keep a sharp eye out now, here. Some wacky characters in this place, and I don't trust any of them. I gotta go now, but I'll see you for breakfast, old partner. Here's a carrot. Now don't go eating any more foxtails, you hear? Keep a good eye on him, Mike. Sorry I snapped at you. I'm just worried. This doesn't feel right. I'm going to take a last look at that bull, then head on over to the hotel. You got things covered here?
Yeah, sure, boss. No problem. Don't worry about anything. We'll be okay. Right, partner?
Thanks, Mike. Night, partner. Well, I'll be damned. I don't believe it. You again, old man?
Well, I can't help it if you keep following me.
What are you doing?
Oh, me and Sal is just having a conversation with old Ruthless here. Care to join in?
You really are crazy, aren't you?
Some say so.
Listen, back there you said something. I must have heard it wrong. It was a...
Tahidu?
Yeah. I haven't heard that word since... Where did you ever hear it?
Known it all my life.
Do you know what it means?
Better than you do, probably. Right, Sal?
Oh, yeah? You tell me what you think it means.
Don't think. No.
Okay. Tell me what you know it means, then.
Old Cherokee word. Means a state of peace, of a mind and body and spirit. Wouldn't expect a feller like you to understand.
Well, you're wrong there, old man. A good friend of mine taught me that word. Our whole platoon used it as our own special greeting. You know, Tahitu. We used it to remind each other what was important, what we had to do to make it through, to survive from one day to the next.
You was a soldier?
Yeah. I served 2 deployments in Iraq, 03 and 04. You know, the guy that taught us about Tahitu, he was Danny Powell, Corporal Danny Powell. I haven't thought about him in too long.
Didn't make it, did he?
How'd you know that?
Saw it in your eyes. Sal did, too. That's why she's letting it better.
What? Oh, I didn't realize I was...
Don't matter. It's just you and me here. You don't have to put on your tough act. Danny Powell. He from Arizona?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Prescott?
Yeah, but how do you...
Figured. Knows Granddad. Served in Nam together. Used that word to get us through, too. He must have taught it to little Danny. Oh, ain't that a hoot? And now some cocky rhinestone cowboy's asking me if I know what it means. The question is, son, do you know what it means?
I just told you... Wait, you served with Danny's grandpa? But he was killed over there. His whole platoon was wiped out except for one guy who... You can't be... You can't be him.
I don't know what you're talking about. Him who?
Master Sergeant Lawrence Jackson, the guy who ran into the middle of an enemy camp and released a dozen of our own guys who were about to be executed. Is that you?
Don't know what you're talking about, son.
It is you. Oh, I can't believe it. I know all about you. You were the best healer that ever roped in Arizona. Then you went off to Nam and were a hero, and then, I mean, you know, everybody figured you died over there.
Son, we all died over there in a way, whether we come back or not.
Yeah. I remember that you were supposed to ride in the Prescott Rodeo on the 4th of July. I was just a little kid, but I couldn't wait to see you. Yeah. I snuck up front because I heard you were going to carry in the American flag while they sang the national anthem. I was so excited, you know. Then my mom told me that you were, you know, weren't going to be there after all, that you had to go to war.
Yeah, that was the one thing I never got to do in my cowboy days. Carry that American flag. I figure I was just as disappointed as you. Like I said, I don't know what you're talking about.
But how'd you end up like this? I mean, what happened to you? You're just a...
A bum? It's okay. You can say it. Me and Sal like it here, don't we, Sal? We like living on the rodeo grounds. There's a smell of livestock here all year round, whether there's a rodeo going on or not. It's quiet. It's peaceful. It's got a sense of Tahitu.
Really?
No matter. Wouldn't expect someone like you to understand.
Listen, would you like to come back to the hotel with me? I could get you a room, buy you dinner.
Oh, that's a good one, son. Me and Sal in a hotel. Wouldn't them fancy dancies have a good scare if they saw us coming? Oh, almost be worth it just to see the look on their faces. Yeah, but no, son, thanks, but no. Sal and I like it just fine here, don't we, Sal?
Well, listen, what if
son,
we...
Son, you forgetting why you came over here in the first place?
What do you mean?
The bull. Didn't you come over here to look death in the eye one more time?
Death? What are you talking about?
Oh, look, son, I've seen your kind before. Used to be a good kid, did some good things, then got too big for your britches. Now nothing makes you happy. Nothing makes you feel alive, and you're sniffing out something that you think's going to give it back to you.
That's crazy.
Crazy? Yeah, probably. I'm just an old nut. Don't listen to me. But listen, son. There's no one on earth can give you what you're looking for but you. Not money, not fame, not me. Not that mean old bull over there.
Well, that's not why I'm riding him.
No? Of course it ain't. You don't have to prove nothing to nobody. So tell me, son. How come you're so dang ornery? Why are you so pissed off all the time, and why do you treat everyone around you like dirt?
I do not. Sometimes, but you have no idea.
Maybe I do, son. Maybe I've been there already and didn't like what I saw. You know one thing? I don't like what I see sitting in front of me. Come on, Sal, we gotta get. Adios, young feller. And good luck with your bull. And remember, always drink upstream from the herd. Tahidu.
Tahidu. So, just you and me, Ruthless. Just you and me. What's your plans for me, huh? You didn't give me Tahidu? Thought you were, but now... Oh, hell, what's that bum? No, he's so full of it. No, he's not. I'm the one that's full of it. What have I been doing with my life? What would Danny say if he saw me now? Oh, crap, why did I have to meet that old buzzard? Remind me who I am and why I'm here? Yeah, that's why. Don't worry, Ruthless. We still have a date tomorrow night. One of us is going to get taken down a peg or two. And I don't plan on it being me. Tahidu, Ruthless. Tahidu.
You have been listening to part one of Tahidu, written by Lisa Murphy Collins and brought to you by Scratched Up Radio Theater on KKRN FM 88.5, community radio licensed in Bella Vista, California, with studios at Round Mountain and Redding. Tonight's cast includes Tyler Lockamie, John Welsh, Chris Gomez, Linda Reagan, Laura Christensen, Elizabeth Katia, Robert Burke, Don Tamlin, and In Dalziel. Your host tonight was Dickie Magadoff.
Technical production is by Lily Dubois.
If you like what you hear, please consider donating to KKRN. You can do so by going to kkrn.org and clicking on the donate button, or you can mail a check to KKRN, Post Office Box 188, Round Mountain, California, 96065. Coming events include our spring fun drive, which will run from May 6th to May 11th, and will culminate on May 12th with our world-famous pancake breakfast at the Round Mountain Community Center. On May 19th, Redding's own Miracle Mile Records will present their artist showcase at the Old City Hall in Redding as a fundraiser for KKRN.
Prairie and I sing with an old western drawl. Singing my cattle call.